This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Right, guys, we are the Apti Podcast, and we'd like to shout out our official sponsors. Whistle Cola, by the way, it will be in the link description below. If you're a business that wants to stock alternative drinks because these corporations are showing us no love and you want to support a local business, support Whistle Cola. Tastes amazing and it is Gara. Also, shout out to the Unit restaurant in Sheffield on 88 Headford Street. Go and check them out for good music and good merch as well, as you can see. They are our official sponsors. So yeah, people tap in with that. Hamza, sign us away with a song.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Maanta waxa u jeedin waa bottle la dhaho Whistle Cola. Walaalayaalo, kama halaal waa dadkeeni waa dadkeeni caawiyaan. Hadda leedahay dukaan ama hadda leedahay marfash ama hadda leedahay makhaayad. Nasoo waa wax halaal oo dadkeena aan caawin karno. Keena
Whistle Cola, brand approved. Let's go. There you go.
What'd you figure out?
That's amazing. All right, yo, listen, are you guys ready for this? Because look, I think we're going to rotate this.
No, but
so,
okay,
what I'll do, what we'll do is, we'll do it this way now, is you two, all right? And whoever wins, I play next time round.
Buddy, let me ask you a quick question.
Go on.
Why are you organizing your bullshit?
Wallahi, they're not it, bro.
They're meaty.
You know somebody, bro, they look like they're from the ward.
How?
Like,
bro, $150, bro. This is the new way of Crocs.
Okay.
Bro, I'm telling you. Look, you can wear it without
socks.
Are
they actual Crocs?
Yeah, bro. They're from the Croc company, bro. Kane. The big company this is, bro.
This guy's got a koala.
I swear to you.
Kane. Bro, these are TikTok shoes, bro.
Right now you got your phone.
Take off your one. Let's see.
There's no Kane on this, bro. This is certified.
Right now, go on Google and write Kane. Let's see what comes up. K-A-N-E.
K-A-N. I'm going to do this. Let's just see. I can't believe I'm typing this in. K-A-N-E.
While you're doing that, yeah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And welcome to another episode of the Apti Podcast. It's your boy, Apti H. And on my lovely right hand side, I have
Mr. Calm Down himself, Mo Dukes in the building.
Jeez, I like that one there, man. You know. Calm down. Hey,
big dog. Oh,
on our left hand side,
we've got the Warden of the North, Birdie Bugs, the one and only. Oh, come on, you know it is already. Mr. Sheffield, man. Outside, like the girl, them.
Okay.
From outside. All right, I'm not going to lie. These shoes are expensive, dog.
Okay.
But they look like shit.
Yeah. All right.
They look like shit. Yeah,
you want drip? Watch, wallahi. In a year time, you're going to see Bear Man on the
that
beach.
That ain't it, bro.
Bro, I was wearing it on the beach. People that think, where'd it. You get it from? No, this is the new thing. You see me? I live in America. I'm going to bust you lot. Bust you lot, see? How much is the Arshek?
They're saying 6-0. It's light.
Nah,
6-0.
Oh, I got it for 150 at Macy's.
Yeah, you got finesse.
So the tax in Manhattan.
No, but
the tax in Manhattan is different.
The all blacks are 104.
That's what I got.
The 104.
Well, I got the all black ones as well.
Yeah, the 104.
Big up to my guy Ahmed. He bust me on them. I'm not even gonna say that it's me only. It's Ahmed that bust me. You know.
Well, Ahmed said these are the ones.
Yeah, he was looking for them.
All right, look for the viewers watching. Firstly, like, comment, share, subscribe.
Absolutely.
It's important that we get that out there. Road to 10K. Thanks for getting us on 7K. We appreciate you. Thanks for your support so far. Right, we're gonna do things quite different, guys. All right, I'm going to be your quizzer.
Okay.
We're gonna do a little general knowledge quiz. And the loser has to forfeit. I don't know what the forfeit is going to be. It would have been sick if you had like smelling salts or something. And then you guys could inhale.
No, what we say is, we'll do this. But no, I've got a sick idea.
Go on.
The forfeit is, whatever the comments say, and the next episode we're gonna have to do.
But that could be anything, but it can't be too dark. Yeah, all right?
Like, anything dark, like anything reasonable and halal. So it could be anything like, oh, we can maybe donate money to a charity.
Yeah.
Or it could be like, you know what, but birdie has to stab your right hand.
Even at the arms.
Even at the arms.
Even at the arms. Oh, yeah. Well, you guys stop taking this out of this pain I'm going through. I'm on a whole heap of painkillers at the moment. But anyway, listen. Crazy. We fucking move. All right, guys. So these are 10 general knowledge questions. Guys, lock in. All right. I need a time. So how much time are we saying?
I say like 20 seconds.
Okay, so 2 minutes.
That's like, can we use phones?
Yes. No, you can't. No, what do you think this is?
That was a close one, though.
That was very close. I was going to let you get away with it. So let me just get set up as your quiz master general.
Okay.
El Cabaron, 2 seconds.
Two spoon.
I need to get all of this thing sorted, all right?
It's all right. Why he gets it sorted more? How was your week, Ola?
Huh?
How was your week?
Always been good, man. Literally, just been chilling, man. You know, grand mode. You know how the season goes, man.
Come on, all right, cool. So, hitting October. Do you think, like, it's coming over Mondays? There's like a week left and it's going to be. After hours, not what's the time? Time saving, the hour goes forward.
Time saving.
When they give us an hour, back.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Can't wait, innit?
Yeah.
Alright, cool. So it's cuddly time.
Cuddly time.
It's coughing season, man. Them. Make sure you get your swipe on.
Come
and
on,
all
man.
Of that.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's second, buddy? So what are you? Tinder, Hinge, or Muzmatch?
Me, I'm on. I'm a Hinge guy, bro. I'm a Hinge guy.
Yeah, you're typical 36 year old. That's what happens. That's
well, I'm not 36. Stop spreading. Hinge stop trying to, like, bro, I don't want to stop. Bro, 20th of December 1990. For those that know, my birthday is going to be around the corner, so get me a little gift, innit?
Wow.
All right, man.
His birthday is one of them ones, that, like, it's basically anyone's birthday between the 20th to the 30th of December. It's game over for them.
Oh, about the 0101s, though.
The 0101s, I forget about it. That's even worse.
0101. Shout out my mum, man. 0101 and that, man. Do you know what I'm saying? She's been holding
it. You know what's so crazy? I actually know a white girl that was born on 0101.
Yeah, but that one's legit.
I know it's legit. That's even bad. So I was like, they ruined your birthday.
Ruined it.
they ruined it.
Half the smiley community got the same birthday as you. It's crazy.
You know what's mental? We got pulled over by the police once, Two of my brethren's birthdays was first of the first, And then they said it first of the first, and both police officers looked at each other and said, this is a big club for your community, innit? First of the first. But anyway, we digress. Are you guys ready?
We do digress.
And your writing has to be legible.
Okay.
Or else we deduct points. First question, all right?
Should we do this? Are we going to answer it one at a time, or should we do five questions and we write all the answers down?
Okay.
We could do that.
How do you want to do it? I say one at a time.
One at a time.
Because you know where it is.
One at a time, bro. Mind games. Because I know where he's on. All right, listen. We'll start off with this one. Question one.
Hey, yeah.
What is the largest planet in our solar system?
Largest planet?
Yeah.
I don't even know how many planets there is. A long one. That's a bit too much, man.
This is a general knowledge kid.
Nah,
man. You got this one, man.
I'm going to guess it. I only know one. I hope it is, Willa.
You locked it in?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
Final question, final answer?
Mm.
You sure, guys? Wait for the dudums.
All right, cool.
This is actually a beat, you know? They had this on Smash.
Boom. All right, guys, give me your answer.
Who goes first?
Okay.
No, we're writing it down. That matter.
You okay, and on 3, 2, 1, reveal. Jupiter. I got a feeling he copied off you, but we'll move.
I thought the sun.
No, because I got to turn around a little bit because this guy.
No, because I'm not gonna lie,
bro. He's a cheating bastard. So you gotta watch out for it, bro. I know you don't know about Jupiter, but anyway, we move over.
Jupiter Love was a big banger. Trey Songz.
Thank you very much.
Cool, man.
All right, listen. All right, question two, guys. How many continents are there on Earth? This is an easy one. Come on. My son knows this. For a missile travels, passport bros,
continents,
you don't even know.
Different to countries,
though. I think the time's too long for the questions.
No, man. I don't think so. All right, cool.
I can lock it off before. Are you guys locked in?
Yeah.
All right, say them on. All right. Dun, 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 dun. Right. Answers.
7.
I got 5.
And the point goes to Hamza.
Oh,
goes to Hamza.
I should have read it out.
It's 7. The answer is 7.
The answer is 7.
You should have taken your time.
No, 2-1.
Yeah, you should have taken the time allocated. All right. You should have taken. You rushed.
He was rushing it.
You rushed.
The other man was rushing.
I messed up.
Yeah. All right. Listen. Question number three.
Mm-hmm.
What are the three primary colors?
Ooh.
I'm going to give you guys full time. Go on.
But in primary, in what sense?
Primary. And we're not talking primary school, Hamza. We're talking primary colors. Have you locked it in? Are you guys locked it in? You waiting for the dum-dums?
Yeah.
You've taken all your time. Yeah. We're being fair on this show. Dun-dun, 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 dun-dun. All right. Mm-hmm. So, what are the three primary colors? Let me see. Reveal.
Let's do one at a time.
No. Reveal it. Let's see.
Okay. I've got red, blue, and yellow.
You got red, blue, and yellow. And you got red, blue, red, and green. And the correct person is Mo Dukes, guys.
Let's go.
It's Mo Dukes. It's 2-2. Telling you. Mo Dukes on fire. You should have taken your time.
What did I make a mistake? Green.
It was red, yellow, green. And blue. But you put red, yellow, and green. Come on, man. Selassie, you went for the Rastafarian colours.
It's 2-2 right now. Jeez.
All right, 2-2. Right.
Just to let you know, that both means me and him are smart.
Not really.
Yeah.
No,
okay, we're doing well.
Primary colours is something that you're not...
I was saying
colours is something that you learn in primary school.
Which is a long time ago.
Bro, it doesn't matter.
Come on, man.
Come on.
I'm colourblind.
All right.
I said I'm colourblind.
All right. This one's easy. You'll get this. It's a bit... I'm so sorry, Hamza, but I don't think you're going to get it. In computing terms, what is the acronym CPU?
I know.
Bam, 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 bam. Dinner, 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 boom. That's my rhythm, right, guys? That's my rhythm. I'm here all week. That's all I do. I'm here all week. Right, are you guys got it in? You've locked it in?
I think so.
But my thing is my spelling might be incorrect.
You don't
worry about the spelling. Right.
Let me take my Smiths out. Sorry for the guest that I've just watched this. Right, guys. All right. Let's lock in. Are we locked in? 3-2-1. Reveal your answers, guys.
I got central processing unit.
Yeah, you got it right. I put computing processing unit. I forgot the C.
Oh.
I messed up.
So I got it right.
It is central processing unit.
I couldn't remember the C, and then I just put that down. I wrote computer first. Yeah.
This
is mental. If you would have said to me, who's my money on that one, I would have said it was Mo.
No.
Just goes to show, you can't judge a book by its cover. All right, guys. All right. We move.
He's hosting as well.
Listen, I know I had a talent somewhere, boys. Right. Question number 5. And you guys can join in the comments below as well and let us know how much you've answered as well.
Come on, W's in the chat.
Right. Question number 5. Which famous scientist developed the theory of general relativity?
Well, you got to give us at least 20 seconds on that. Cause
no.
It can't be.
Think about Hamza. Think about it. And this episode is brought to you by Whistle Cola. Go and check out Whistle Cola in the Unit restaurant.
Say again the question if you don't mind me. Can you repeat it?
There's no repeats, guys. You know how the show goes. That's the rules. I don't make them. I just enforce them. So have you guys locked it in?
Yep.
I got something. I wrote Einstein. So I definitely feel it.
You're right. It is Einstein. It is Einstein. Correct.
Oh, my days. I just guessed it.
It's Einstein, guys. It's Albert Einstein.
I can't believe it.
Fun fact about Einstein. He only started to talk at 9 years old.
I can't believe it.
And he turned out to be the world's smartest man.
I guessed it, you know. I even spelled the name right. I just said, you know.
Okay, you got it right. Hamza, give yourself a pat on the back. That was crazy.
I'm quite happy about that.
Okay. Question number 6. Are you guys ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
So are you guys drawing at the moment?
No. He's up by one.
Ooh. Yeah. Let's see. The comeback kid.
The central processing unit.
Yeah. That one messed you up. Right.
That one messed you up. Right.
What I mean? Right. Are you guys ready?
Let's go.
What is the name of the longest river in the Rasclat world? Come on, guys. The longest river in the world. Chat, you can... This is... a participation sport. You can join in. Have you locked it in? All right. Okay, guys.
Let's go.
What was the answer?
Nile.
River Nile.
Yeah.
River Nile.
Yeah.
And the Nile isn't just a river in Egypt. Correct, guys.
Come on.
There you go. All right, question 7. It's all heating up, guys. It's heating up.
Passport bros here for real.
Passport bros, as they say. Which chemical element has the atomic number 1?
Come on, sorry, stop. No, you can get another. Stop.
What do you mean?
The question, you knew, I didn't hear it well.
All right. Okay, which chemical element has the atomic number 1? All right. Which chemical element? Come on.
H2O. 1.
This episode is brought to you by Whistle Cola and the Unit Restaurant at 88 Hedford Street.
I think this is, but it can't be. It can be, maybe.
You know what? Between two, I'm guessing. You went one for one, I'm going for the other.
Yeah.
Right, okay, guys, lock it in. What did you get?
I got hydrogen.
Yeah, because he said hydrogen, I'm going to go for something different. Oxygen.
How did you click that to be hydrogen?
Because you said it. Oh, so I was like, I'll do something different. Otherwise,
yeah.
It's
not yeah, pain. And this is the part where you kick yourself all the way home, because you was right with hydrogen, mate.
Yeah, I know.
Why did he do that?
Yeah, I know. Do you know what I mean? Because I wasn't sure. So I was like, if he says hydrogen.
What's hydrogen?
It's number one. So basically,
number one, isn't it? Yeah.
No, okay. How do you know why it comes as number one?
No.
Okay, cool. So this is why. So no. So it's the periodic table.
Yeah, I know.
One is H.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
That's what I thought it was.
And you still got it wrong, mate.
Yeah, all right.
Well, all of that. You still got it wrong.
I'm telling you my thinking.
You should have gone with your gut.
No.
I'm shocked.
You're two up. I can't believe it. Hamza is two up, guys. I don't know what world we're living in right now. Right, okay. Question 8.
Yeah, go talk to me.
Who painted the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel? Come on, guys. This one's easy. Hamza, this is the last time I'll do it because I'm going to stop repeating myself. I am the quiz master general. I only say things once, so this is the only time I will repeat myself.
Second time.
All right, guys. Big deal. Right. Who painted the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel, to be politically correct. Right, there you go. Have you locked yours in?
Yeah.
Can I call a friend? Or?
No, you can't.
You can't call a friend on this one. Hamza, I'm not going to give you much time. I'm going to lock it off now. Are you ready? And it has to be readable. All right?
I don't know.
He's taking all his time. This is a smart man. He's taking all his time. Boom. Right. Okay, guys. All right. Have you guys got your answers?
Yeah.
Right.
Hamza, you go first.
Can I have two answers?
No, you can only have one answer. One. If you put two, you'll get both wrong. You'll just get a wrong answer.
I don't know. I'm going to go with Mitch and fuck it.
What?
Who?
What?
Sorry, Moses.
Moses.
Or Mitchin, I don't know.
Prophet Moses.
I don't know. I wrote Moses.
Moses.
I put Michelangelo.
It is Michelangelo, the one and only.
Oh, my guy.
The hell? Moses.
I know who's Moses.
I knew it was M.
This guy put a biblical
head,
prophet, bro.
No, I knew it was M in my head.
Crazy. Crazy works, right. Moses. Right, Moses parted the Red Sea.
Michelangelo, I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, this one you should all get because you guys are passport bros. All right, listen, question number 9, guys. And chat, let me know how you're getting on. What is the capital city of Canada?
Oh, come on. Oh, nah.
Have you locked it in?
Nah, I'm gonna get this wrong. This is gonna piss me off.
Mo, I can't believe it. You was a sure bet in this.
Yeah, no. Do you know why? Boom. Oh, this is just a guess, man. What's your answer?
What's your answer, guys? Revealing 3, 2, 1.
What's your answer?
I got Vancouver.
Yeah, I put Vancouver.
Both of you are wrong. Are undateables.
Yeah.
It is Ottawa.
Yes. Thank God you got that wrong. You should know
that
wrong.
I was close.
There, brother.
I know, man.
I was like, this is so confused.
Someone told me as well. I was confused.
I knew it went Vancouver. I knew it went Toronto.
The funny thing is, you, I think you're up. Are you not equal? What, one? You're
no, he's up by one.
He's up by one. So this is
the decider.
The decider.
No, even I couldn't guess even.
Even Steven.
Even Steven. And then we'll do a bonus question.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Which I'll make up. All right. I won't even go to like all of the shit. Right. This is the last and final answer to see if Mo can make a comeback. Pause. Right. In what year did the Berlin Wall fall, symbolizing the end of the Cold War?
Can we get closest to?
No.
For this one. No, hear me out. Hear me out. Closest to. But because we're both going to put the number, we're not going to see each other's number anyway, so it's closest to.
As the Quizmaster General, I'll allow that. Okay.
Wait, sorry.
I will reiterate. Yeah, I don't repeat myself twice, but I'll repeat myself the fourth time. Okay, guys.
Third.
In what year did the Berlin Wall fall, symbolizing the end of the Cold War? What a time to be alive, guys. Think about it. Come on, guys. Boom.
Let me see if the chat agrees with me.
Right.
No. Don't,
oh
no.
My God. Yo, this guy's been cheating all along.
Yeah, no, you got to disqualify him.
No, Wallahi, Hamza. Guys, breaking news. Wallahi, that, bro.
Bro,
this is
breaking
news. Wallahi, this is wrong. Breaking news. 2 minutes. Two minutes.
I'm
not. No, it don't even matter.
What happened?
VARing. We're VARing right now.
Yeah, he gets to qualify for that one, man.
What did I do?
Hamza Ahmed has been disqualified. He's been disqualified. Wallahi, what are you doing? Because you know what the funny thing is? How do we know the chat weren't helping? We don't know. I'm so sorry, Hamza. You are so bad.
Okay, cool.
Wallahi,
disqualify him. Wait,
can I explain myself? Wait, one second. Can I explain myself? Can I just let you
know? I knew he didn't know all these answers. This guy has been way too spot. How did you know what CPU stood for?
Give the
fuck.
They're saying the wrong ones. The ones I wrote was completely.
This is dark. Yo, they're typing in the answer in here. Wallahi, it's already late. I am so sorry. Hamza Ahmed has been...
Oh,
my God. The answers are on here. 2 minutes. No, 2 minutes. 1989. Oh, my God. 2 minutes. Let me scroll.
You know it's delayed, isn't it?
No, it doesn't matter,
Wallahi,
bro.
Wallahi, it is, bro.
No, Hamza, we're not doing this.
Thing, it doesn't come out,
Hamza, we're not doing this.
Don't even
Ottawa,
me.
Oh my God.
And I got the wrong answer.
We are disqualifying him. You're disqualified. This is dark, bro. You're getting disqualified.
You know what? You don't want to play dumb.
Wallahi, lock it off.
Hey, you're disqualified.
Lock it off.
One second. Can you look for 1 second?
This is...
Can you look for 1 second?
Bro, I knew it. The CPU thing, I knew he wasn't going to get.
The central.
It's the way he said it and the way he's like, I'm just going to guess Einstein. Oh, bro, a lot of this was inconsistent. Hamza, this is, we're not doing
when
this.
When we play this back here, yeah? Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Have you finished your bullshit, yeah?
No, it's not the bullshit, bro.
So
because as the quiz master general,
all right.
I have total autonomy over this, bro. And you have
so,
cheated.
So, no problem. We're gonna agree with what you're saying, but can I have my say?
Okay, you can have your say, but it's falling on deaf ears.
No problem. Let me just explain myself, number one. Number one, these guys are a bit stupid because I failed a couple of the questions, correct or not?
But to throw man off the set?
My brother, there's no...
To throw man off the set? Throw man off the set.
What to let you know, the thing was delayed. Wallahi, I wasn't cheating.
Don't say wallahi. But they put the question, the answers within
my brother, you see this answer I had on here?
Yeah.
I went to show them, this is my answer.
Okay.
That's what I did.
Wallahi, there's only one fair way to do this. I'm going to do 3 questions now. Easy, rapid.
No problem. Between us, right now, let's go.
Have you got 3 questions ready, yeah?
Was that right?
You was so far off.
That was 947.
947. He was closest.
So how do you feel? Was I wrong about that?
What was it?
No, 1989. But they just said
1989 anyway.
By the time I showed them,
in the chat.
What was I even going to say? So don't do that shit, bro.
Anyway, we're going to go three questions.
Right now, we might as well do one more question because the last question is.
You got disqualified. Yeah, he got
disqualified.
He got disqualified for the last one because it says even Stevens. So he got disqualified because I would have got the closest.
I would have got the closest.
No, but you got disqualified.
Because you're trying to say I showed them.
No, but you got disqualified, though. That's what I'm saying.
No, but I accept it.
Yeah, so I'm saying. So it's even Stevens. So it's five.
Sure, it's not. I still have my 1 point on.
No, you don't.
You do.
You've been disqualified.
Hamza. You're lucky to even be talking, bro. I'll be honest with you. Wallahi, you're lucky to even be talking.
Do the free.
Hear me out.
I'm willing to do the 9-9, 10 points. Is the one.
No, Hamza. Wallahi, from France.
Do free.
No, I can't bother to do free.
Okay, do one.
We're wasting a lot of time.
Cool, do one. No, we haven't. We actually haven't. He's been banging out quickly.
I've been banging out quickly.
Yeah, do three.
I'm going to do quick three.
Three.
No timer. And I'm going to say Go, all right?
All right, cool, go.
2-2-2, ready. All right, this is for the question.
I think you're going to get all of them wrong.
Yeah, because you got no help on TikTok.
Right, let's see. What? Right.
He's looking at his phone like, open up.
You're looking at your phone. It's not going to work, Hamza.
Go, let's go.
I can't believe it. Cheating bastard.
Hamza's
right.
So funny.
All right, guys, all right.
What is back at all of them wrong now.
He's so cheating, you up. I can't believe you got that. I'm your hurt.
You know what's so bad? It's hurting him that I'm intelligent enough.
I refuse to believe he's this smart.
He's so smart, he's like, bro, I'm just guessing some of them. Bro. Nah, like, bro. Wallahi, I even said it.
Okay. All right. Let's lock it.
If I wanted to, I could have looked on there, but bro, it's delayed. By the time
allegedly, is delayed.
This guy was
allegedly.
Quick.
We had time.
Wallahi, I'm not gonna lie. All I'm gonna say is I scrolled up every single.
Yeah, because they're interacting. You can't even see it from where I am, bro. The light's hitting it.
That's what the light's
hitting. Here we go.
I
can never see the comments.
Here we go. Right. This question. What is the name of the world's largest ocean? World's largest ocean. What is the name of the world? That's a tongue twister. World's largest ocean. Right, guys, let's go.
I think it's...
Okay, lock it in quickly. Reveal in 3, 2, 1. Reveal your answers.
I got the Atlantic.
Upper Pacific.
And the point goes to... The one and only Mo Dukes. That's what happens when you don't cheat. That's what happens. That's what happens when
please
you don't cheat.
Please, you need to get one of these right because otherwise he's...
That's what happens when you don't cheat.
Go.
Right, this was a bit of a hard one, but let's see if you get this one right. Get this one right. Right, boom. In the human body, what is the largest organ? Boom. Lock it in. What do you have?
I got intestine.
You are both wrong. It is the skin, apparently.
Apparently
it's the skin.
It is the skin, right.
This is the last one. And it doesn't matter. Either you can draw Hamza or you can lose. I'm hoping he loses. All right. Which famous playwriter wrote Romeo and Juliet? For a lover boy like you, you should get this one right.
You're right, man. I'm a lover boy.
But a lover boy, you guys should get this right. Hamza, lock it down. What did you get?
I got Michelangelo.
Michelangelo is not the writer of Romeo and Juliet.
He did not write that.
Let me see, Hamza. You didn't write Michelangelo.
No,
He didn't write that. I don't know who it is.
I'm going to bask in this win because this is a win for all of us.
Shakespeare, innit?
It's Shakespeare. It's the one and only William Shakespeare, mate. So there you go. All right, listen. Valuable lesson.
That's so funny.
You know why the Michelangelo touched my thing? Because I actually thought Michelangelo's thing was Shakespeare.
The question you had, 16 chapel.
But now when you said that to me, I looked at me. It hit me, Shakespeare.
Yeah, I'm stupid.
So can you give it to me?
No, I will never give it to you.
Can you give it to me? That's a fair deal.
No, it's wrong.
I said at the end. I said Shakespeare.
You locked in Michelangelo.
Before any of you lot said it, I said Shakespeare.
No, you didn't. You locked in Michelangelo. It doesn't matter.
He did say it, but I did say it, right?
But
it doesn't matter anyway. It doesn't matter anyway.
You've lost.
Oh, it would have been a draw.
No, you've lost.
I would have lost anyway.
It's all
right, but
the cheat. Yeah, the cheat.
VAR, and I'll let the people know.
Okay, cool.
I can't believe
it.
This is dark. For the audio listener.
That was a good one, though. Well played, actually.
Next time,
no TikTok
live. I'll do it against you, lot.
Yeah, I'll do it against you, too.
100%. Send them on. This guy's a hater.
I refuse to believe he's this smart.
You know what it was, more? His bets, like he was saying, would have been on you.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. I'm not gonna lie.
Some of them questions weren't like not completely stupid. I have conversations in corporate places, and we talk about things like this.
I'm not gonna lie. The hydrogen one was wild that you got that. That's why I think you didn't even get that one, bro.
No, the hydrogen was easy. I even said it straight away. I was like, one second, is it?
I can literally see the periodic table in my head.
Before he said it, because he said it himself. He's like, yo, I chose the opposite one from you.
Even like, no. Do you know what's making sense to me right now? And how I know he definitely Garrett cheated, yeah? Because the first question was like, what's the biggest planet in our solar system, whatever? And the answer was Jupiter. And he said, I don't even know how much planets there are. How do you know?
Isn't there nine?
There's not nine. I was close.
I knew it was one in between
something. No, it used to be nine and there was Pluto.
Because
Pluto,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. See?
Okay, there you go. Right, anyway, we're not buying that.
I don't get
it. I refuse to believe you're smarter than Mo.
All right, no problem.
I'm so sorry. My money was on Mo. But anyway. We digress.
We're not here fighting where I'm smarter than him. He's smarter than me. I've never.
But he's clearly smarter than you. He beat you in a general knowledge, which is a test of knowledge.
Look, I'm not a sore loser. No problem.
You can't
just remember. I never lost by dramatic points.
No, in hindsight, you should have been disqualified.
That was wild.
And for the audio, listeners,
the worst thing that makes me laugh is that your IQ is so low. Because I wrote the answer and I showed them. So even if they told me the answer, I can't change my answer.
Okay, Hamza,
I'm gonna go home and do you know what I'm actually gonna go do?
Yeah.
I'm gonna research that Cold War.
Because
Cold War was still happening
the Soviet Union disbanded in like 1989, bro.
Okay,
you know that?
100%, bro. I'm the quiz master general, bro. I know these things.
I can't wait till next.
I'm
next
just saying.
Right, so let me ask you a question. Do you think we're gonna continue this every?
Let us know.
Do you think we should have a quiz night?
100%.
We just host a quiz night.
A quiz night would be dope.
Yeah,
everyone gets their team.
Yeah, that'd be dope.
And then the winner gets something. We put something in.
No, all the tickets money. And the winners get the ticket money.
Yeah.
We're doing like a nice little coffee shop or something, somewhere small, nice.
Actually, do it for we'll talk.
We're planning something. But anyways, we need to clarify this for the audio listeners. What happened was Hamza was on TikTok while we was doing a general knowledge questions, and he was referring to the audience, which obviously he was cheating. There you go. I had to just get that one out there because there's people listening to this audio. They're not watching this. All right. No problem. That's all I'm saying.
And right. Birdie is still injured from getting stabbed.
Hey,
laugh at my pain. It's all
you
right,
two
man.
Are too
all right, listen, I man, I was
but
gonna...
by the way, yeah.
Whistle Cola, man. Whistle Cola, the Unit Restaurant, and also obviously Unit Restaurant in Sheffield on 88 Headford Street. Go check them out. Check out the Whistle Cola as well. You can order and they will stock it. It is an alternative cola. So in the moments where we should be getting behind local businesses, get behind the boys, innit? They're the man there and go support them. Mm-hmm. Just quick one. Also, if you're in Manchester, they do have are on Deliveroo in Manchester right now. So if you're in Manny and you're on Deliveroo, order from the Unit Restaurant. Sorry, mate. There you go.
I love that, man.
I have to just, you know, we're paying the bills.
I wanted to ask you more, yeah?
Talk to me.
So, I don't know if you know, but it should be announced by the time this is out, but we are going to do a show in Australia.
All right, then.
Bro, I'm excited about that, you know. Every time
Australia's crazy.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
He might not be able to come in.
What?
Obviously, because I've got mad record in that. You know what I'm saying? Damn.
So, what I was thinking was, you're a clean guy. Good. Shut up. No,
shut up. I'll be there.
This is what I mean. There's literally no loyalties in the show, bro.
No, it's
niggas are backdooring each other, bro.
We're right here. Bro, this is the first time I'm hearing about this.
This is a, bro.
This is the first time I'm hearing about this.
But listen, I'm telling you, we'll enjoy sharing, but I will be there, inshallah. We do have an immigration pattern as well. Shout out, Hondo. We do have an immigration plan.
Nah, he's not going, man.
I'm going to be there. I'm going to be there.
But even if he's not there, Mo, you know us.
Even if he's there, I'm with you.
Nah.
We're together.
He's not going, my bro. Me and you, business class, 24 hours.
It's 24 hours.
Yes, 24 hours. We're going to, you all right, mate? You all right, you doing, mate? You all right? It's going to be summer.
It's India. So
it's going to be summer.
It's going to be summertime there.
Lit. Hey, you man,
We're rolling.
Of course we are. You know why we're rolling? Because this is going to be number one in December. So good timing for the 2-week break.
Yeah.
And number two, like once we're finished there, Thailand and Asia, Malaysia is very close.
Yep.
Big facts.
Yeah, so there's another gap in the market.
I'll be honest with you, I can't go back to Thailand, bro.
I know you can't go back to Thailand. We know that why. Because
is that how you got your name?
Thailand was dark, bro. I can't lie. Thailand was a dark place.
It depends. It depends. Obviously, as you know, I've got a corporate job, so I've got to make sure I've got to do certain sums when I'm back.
Yeah, but I'm saying,
can you work, can you work out there with the remote?
No, it's going to be early. So we're doing it on the 20th of December. That's just coming up to the closing.
Which is my birthday, guys.
Yeah, do you understand
it's
what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying, two weeks, guys. We'll spend 5 days in Australia.
Say less.
Work out what we need to do. Also, anyone from Australia that watches us, number one, let us know where to go to.
Yeah.
Yeah. And any brands that want to come, any people that do food and whatnot, holler at us. We would like people to have food there. Anyone that's got any businesses there as well, like, yo, this is a community. We're here.
We want to bring like the whole of us, like Australia,
and there's a big Somali football thing going on.
Yeah, so if you're the boys from Brom.
Anyone over there that wants to play us in a football game, Birdies are going to be the coach, but me and Mo, we're footballers.
Yeah, don't worry.
Like, we'll milk you lot. We'll show you like, how to play football.
I will pay to see Hamza kick a ball, bro. I'm not going to lie. I always feel like he's got two left feet. Like, you can't kick a ball.
I wish in America you saw me. I was killing them.
But Americans know nothing about football. They call it soccer, bro.
They call it soccer.
Man.
But they're good footballers over there. But I'm saying for 32-year-old, I'm still doing good. Well, I got touch. Yeah, they're alright. Well, they play good. The only problem I'm actually decent at football, you know. I know you are. That's what I said to you. You play on the Saturday. Someone that plays at this age still playing on the Saturday.
Pretty decent.
This guy can't kick a ball.
I can't. I've got two left feet. And you know what it is? And guess who's inherited it? My son, bro.
No way. That's dark.
It's dark.
No way.
He can't kick a ball.
He's got two left feet.
So you're going to tell him to do?
I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't have high hopes for him, but football. This guy. Don't have high hopes for him, bro. Anyway, listen, should we start off? Should we do this a bit different? Start off with dilemmas and then see where we pivot off to.
Yeah, let's do that. Because obviously, we usually do dilemmas towards the end, and then it gets techie.
And then we kind of overrun. So we're going to try and hit it early doors. Right, then. This one's for New Money and Birdie. Are you, man, not scared of your digital footprint? I'm not scared of my digital footprint. Are you scared of it? I'm scared, man. Are you scared? Because you know, you don't really post like that. Where Hamza, not me, but Hamza, posts everything. So are you not scared of your digital footprint?
I don't really post.
Can I ask why one would be scared?
So they're saying, look, for example, we was having this discussion yesterday, So it might stop you. So for example, let's say you're getting to know John now, isn't it? But let's say you were doing the most on social media for years.
What's the most?
Like, Mo's just partying, just the fuckery, just the general
fuckery.
But
let me ask a question. Whether you post or don't post, someone's going to see you there, right?
Yeah, facts.
Yeah.
So what's the difference?
No, but the digital footprint is the...
Digital footprint what? If I put Simon on a story, 24 hours it goes.
Yeah.
No, but okay, I'll give an example. There's that video of yours that went viral when you was at Thingy.
Yeah.
In the blue. There's that video. There's a video.
When I was at DLT Malta.
DLT Malta, and then
you got this
screw facing.
I've got a bear girl around me. Just to let you lot know, Dallas. But while I'm there, it doesn't matter. I'm not paying attention to no one. See how many girls have told me I need a man like that.
Is it?
I'm in the middle of just chilling like this. Just chilling. I remember the video.
Okay. So
why did it go viral?
Me, any girl because that comes to me like, aren't you embarrassed about that video up? I'm going to look at like, why am I embarrassed? But I'm not doing anything.
So long story short, we're not embarrassed.
Like me, what I would be embarrassed about.
Has it ever stopped you? So as an example, like, Have you tried to speak to someone and then they say you do too much?
100%. It's not bold. For me personally, before I used to be on Snapchat. And when I was on Snapchat, obviously when you're at Yale, you just do dumb things. I was going through obviously I was heartbroken, innit?
So I was just outside, innit?
So I wanted to really showcase that man's outside and I'm going to do it properly.
Why do Mandem do that though, bro? Like, you know, they're hurting that.
It's either that or gym. Like,
And I couldn't be bothered to lift weights, bro. It's too long.
Clearly.
But to be fair with you, know what I'm doing now? I'm doing a 90-day challenge. I didn't really say it, but by the time this comes out, they're going to see it. I'm doing a 90-day challenge, strongest Somali man in London.
I'm not hopeful, but I'm supporting you.
90 days.
I'm supporting. In 90 days, you'll be the strongest Somali.
I'm going to be the strongest Somali in London.
Yeah. I'm not hopeful.
I'm going to work every single day, basically, to gain weight, to do what I need to do. Yeah. I've got a physio, I've got a nutritionist, and I've got someone.
You've got PT as well?
PT.
There you go, man.
And we're going to record this all.
I love that. Let's do that.
Yeah, that's it. The strongest Somali in the world, which isn't a high benchmark, by the way.
No, but
your early matches.
Yeah, but
that's the only risk.
Yeah, exactly. Coming back to what you're saying about, does it stop you from? It stopped me from a lot of females that would say, "Yeah, I can't really chat to you. You're really out there."
Yeah, okay.
Like people know of you. Mm. Yeah, you're outside. Like me, my thing is, I'm very like on my social media. I like to joke. Very trolly.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I'll have a joke about it, like, oh, guys, like, this girl's like this.
Yeah,
to me, it's just like, this is not real.
Yeah,
it's
facts.
Just a character. Banned off of me. My social media to me is just, I don't give a damn. But then other people that are in a conversation with me or whatnot would be like, oh, I don't want my husband to be like that. This is not like the man.
Which is
that
a fair point. Which is fair,
for me, it's like, no problem, babe.
I'm not for you.
You knew who I was from the beginning, so it's not really going to change me. Yeah. It's like, you know that that's not me, because when I spend time with you and I'm with you,
I'm obviously different. I hear it,
man.
Has that ever stopped you?
No, alhamdulillah, no, bro. Fair. I'll be honest with you, no. Not really. Right, we shall go to this. Okay, which one?
And I got Somali word.
Go on, give me.
That's what I thought.
Go on, go on.
Cool. The Somali word I got for you is, how do you say shoes?
Kabo.
Okay.
That's what I say. Okay, now this is for you guys. For you, this one here.
Remote.
All right, not for you. How do you say hedgehog?
Hedgehog.
This guy has
I don't know hedgehog, brother. I'm not gonna lie. Do you know it?
Of course, bro.
Let's say it then.
Say it.
It's Kula Abdi Banchar. That's what it's called.
Kula?
Abdi Banchar.
Kula Abdi Banchar.
We've got a fact check now.
We've got a fact check that all day long. Listen, I'm telling you, how am I? I'm considered
crazy.
A fucking Jamaican, bro, and I know more Mali than you niggas.
Hey, considered a Jamaican.
That is dark, bro. They consider me a yard man, bro, but I know more Mali than you niggas.
I've got one for you. How do you say glasses?
I know it already.
Wait. Yeah, you know, it's so funny. I can hear what I'm saying. Bring my glasses. Wait, one second.
You got this.
You got this, Ikealo.
Yeah.
Is it Ikealo? Did you not say that?
Yeah, we said Ikealo.
Okay. But, you know, it's so funny. I speak similar Somali to him as opposed to yours. Because I say Ikealo.
I say Ikealo as well. Yeah. Is it Okialo?
Okialo. There you go. All right.
Literally, when you said it, I can hear my mum saying it.
Okialo.
Okay, how do you say presentation? Presentation. It's called bandig.
I don't know that.
You're using
It's called so bandig. Present. Anyway, guys.
He was there talking about Somali guy because you got sent back.
When did you get sent back?
He didn't get sent back.
When did you get sent back? But you know what it is with me?
You weren't born in this country. I was
born in this country, bro.
What are you talking about?
He was born here.
He wasn't born here, bro. Come on, bro.
Why are you lying for?
God save our gracious queen. God save our noble
king. You're the funniest. You won't be sent back, right? You got a passport.
Bro, I'm telling you. Okay, listen. This one says, oh, this one's for you, Mo.
Talk to me.
This always happens as well. But I'm low key happy for you.
Come on, you got a bastard nigga.
It says, I really want to shoot my shot with Mo, but I'm scared he doesn't like Somali girls. Can we clarify this so we can get married already?
I like the energy, I can't lie. Slightly excited about that one.
You're not. That's his to be honest. He's a winter soldier. Don't do that. Let him talk.
He's calm. I hear it. But in the same breath, I like my pretty girl them.
Yeah.
Wherever you're from. I'll be real with you. Listen, if you find me,
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Shout me, man.
Trust
I'll be real.
We're on Somalis. We need to take this perspective away from us because this individual is taking away our...
I'm just saying the conversations man have behind closed doors, we are winter soldiers.
No.
But young fuck in the
listen.
Whoop-tee-doo.
But listen, I hear it. Listen, I just say in the same breath, I'll be honest with you, pretty girl. I flirt pretty girl all the time.
So you wanted to shoot a shot, if she's pretty?
Man.
If you're pretty upon every
side.
If
she's pretty and they got a pretty soul, man.
I'd say is, come past me, I'll introduce you.
No, because it always stops there. Just shout me already.
I'm a real one. I send him, yo, my boy. He goes, all right, cool. Let's have a quick, we do CRB check. Quick. Yeah. Nah, don't waste your time.
I hear it.
Shoot your shot, man. Listen, at the end of the day, for me,
This one's a bit of a dark one, boys.
Talk to me.
It says, my best friend has been cheating on his wife. My best friend has cheated on his wife numerous times in front of me. Every time his missus goes to visit.
What is he doing?
Wait, say my best friend. My best friend.
Can I read this out? Just absorb the conversation. Right. My best friend has cheated on his wife numerous times. Fucking hell, dyslexia, guys. Look, you started. I was doing so well with the reading.
He was doing
High brown, high cow. Right. My best friend How brow now cuts to get your pronunciations right.
Okay, cool.
Oh, you know New York, you need New York, you know you need unique New York. You say shit like that before you're going to speak.
Okay,
so
sick.
You can pronounce words better, Hamza. Instead of saying network, we say network. All right. Anyway, swiftly moving on. All right. My best friend has cheated on his wife numerous times in front of me. Every time his missus goes out to visit her family out of town, he steps out with the man them. And he always cheats. I've advised him so many times to not cheat. He won't listen. I don't know what to do. Should I tell his missus?
So, no, shut your mouth, man.
Shut your bitch mouth. What's this?
Like, I don't understand. Why am I? Like,
why are you even interjecting? Unless she's like your family or something. But yeah, even that, then, I'll be honest with you.
You are wrong. I'm not gonna lie. My man, number one, cut him off.
Yeah.
Agreeable or not?
Because a man that doesn't respect his wife.
I got two questions. Why are you in the club with my man?
But my man's single, innit?
That's not your business. Even if you're single, why are you in the club?
I don't know. I think that's like a low key shot at me, bro. We're just in the club, bro.
Sometimes we want to dance.
How old? We don't know what's going on in this business, my brother. If my friend gets married, I'm not hollering at him. How does he even know that the club's happening?
But alright, so if the group chat's popping off, you're gonna say, "Oh, you can't come."
Bro, once you're married, you're out of the group chat.
Alright, wallahi, you say this. Alright, Hamza, you say this. Wallahi, uqsam billah, bro. I've got married friends of mine, and I don't go out with them. I've got a rule that I can't step with married men. I've got a clear rule, bro.
I'm lit when I'm out. Like, I'm a vibe.
Yeah,
so you're telling me I'm married now, and my missus has gone away for like 2 weeks,
and
I'm just like, yard.
And you do problems. I don't want.
I'm not doing problems.
No.
Let me see your problem. Problems to me is you go home with another bed.
Why is that problems to you? Okay, let me ask you hypothetically.
This is why he gets in trouble. I'm inquisitive. The recall was always on him, never on me.
Because I'm inquisitive. Hear me out. I get it. You shouldn't be cheating. I'm not talking about that, but I'm saying hypothetically. What's the issue, the other man doing?
My thing is what you're doing represents me as well.
I'm
accepting. Yes, my bro. What your friends do around you is what. Let me give you an example more. Yeah,
my friends are juggers. How does that represent me?
That doesn't matter because that's their shocker. You don't mind jugging, because at the end of the day, if your friends are jugging, it's not your business.
He's jugging gal. That's not my business either. It's the same thing for me.
No, it's not, because the difference is he has made a promise. Like, you're my brother, I'm a Muslim.
Yeah.
And he's married.
But my
reasoning towards that is that you're my brother. If you're gonna do that with your wife, there's no trust for me and you, brother.
He's right, bro.
How are
you gonna trust this guy in any aspect of life if he's dogging on his missus like that? Let's just hear Hamza out, bro.
I hear it.
If I'm stepping with my bros, I have to step with people that I know that are gonna back it through all parts of life, bro. If there's a situation, I know I can. They're there.
Yeah.
This guy ain't even backing his wife, bro. He's dogging on his wife.
No, I hear that.
That's why I have a strict rule. I don't go out with my
one man. Time, maybe you fell off mistake. You're hearing the person.
Yeah, they do that constantly. Numerous. Yeah, that's crazy. Okay, cool. But what I'm saying, the reason why, and this is another thing it's not even just about the cheating thing, it's just in general. Whatever another person does is not a reflection on me.
No problem.
Do you get what I mean?
I hear what you're saying.
It's not a reflection on me.
Because you got to remember,
but if you know, what are you going to do about it?
No one knows. Everyone completely.
Yeah.
Like, there's, how many times do we hear about stuff and you're like, bro, that
person.
Yeah,
but that's what you didn't know. Let me ask you a question now. Yeah. If I'm with a group of boys and one of the guys treats girls in a certain mannerism, man say, yo, bro,
obviously,
I don't want to chill, man. There you go. This is how I look at it.
No, I get that.
I'm looking at it in a concept of, I'm Hamza. You get me? If I roll out with you, like, the way I do things, it's got nothing to do with you, though.
Yeah,
does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not hurting no one.
Yeah.
I'm not disrespecting no one.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not doing nothing if it's haram.
Yeah, yeah.
As long as I'm not doing the three fundamentals. Then
you're straight.
Not. But now when I'm affecting other people,
that's on
you.
You have
responsibility on that. That's how I look at it, bro. Right now, Mo, if you're chilling with me and something happens, that's my responsibility as well, you know. Unless that happening is not in my control.
Yeah, 100%. He said his best friend. That's I get. But if it's a random dude,
it's not gonna be, if it's a so random,
yeah. No, but
if
I'm saying
if
you, it's us three, yeah. And one of the other man then invite another guy. I don't care
about homeboy, bro. That's
what it's someone I care about.
I'm looking at him weird. I'm never going business with him. I'm never gonna go in business with my man or ever like break bread with him because I know he's not a normal person, innit?
I get that. I'm just looking at more.
It's all about.
Like, I don't care if a man's got a girlfriend and he does that.
Yeah, no, of course, that's different.
But marriage
is different. Because it's a sacred oath between God and you, God, and the girl, bro. Like, exactly. You said that you're going to uphold this girl.
That's why
and
I
do right
before you get married, do whatever you want to do.
Get out of your system, bro.
If you get married and you it's do that, day. It's a long day.
Yeah, 100%.
I'll tell you a mad story about cheating. Because you know me, I'm super naive, innit? Mm. I always feel like cheating doesn't exist in man's culture.
No, it doesn't.
I feel like it doesn't.
Yeah, but
it's not as prominent as other cultures. Like cheating does exist in man's culture. So I'll tell you a quick story about a couple. This guy was cheating on his wife, all right? But he was cheating with the wife's best friend, all right? He was going to the wife's best friend's house. She's got an autistic brother that lives in the house, all right? So the autistic brother was in the house while the guy was coming over and doing the dirt. So this happened for years, by the way. And then eventually, like, this autistic kid just exposed everything, bro. Like, he kept saying it, like, his family, around the family, like, yo, my man, he's coming to that. And they used to think, oh, because he's autistic, he's just going mad, he's having an episode, whatever. And then eventually it all came to light, bro, that this was an actual factual thing, bro, that this guy was doing, and the autistic kid was the one who just opened a RICO case. And this was in man's, like, community, bro. So no, it does happen, like, cheating doesn't discriminate, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, 100% doesn't discriminate. For me, I understand the cheating thing. I only class cheating if you're married anyway, number one.
Yeah.
Otherwise, just you don't hold no oath to anyone anyway.
100%.
But, I get you. He's married. That's messed up.
I know where you're coming from. I'm just minding my business. I hear that part, but
that's
my
thing, man.
No, 100%. But what I'm saying to you is, like, these are the things that you have to look at when you're looking at a bro cheating on his wife. You have to then think, okay, like, if this is how he's treating his wife, bro, in any involvement in life that I have with my man Paul's, like, whether it's business or anything, can you really trust honor?
Because
if this is the woman that he's meant to protect, honor, and hold above anyone else, he's doing a dirty on, bro, a back door to him is nothing to you, bro. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm saying. Like, you gotta keep an eye out on people like that. Like me, I have a strict rule, bro. If you're married, you can't step. I don't care, bro.
Yeah.
I get married men calling me every other weekend when their wives have gone out of town and that. Like, yo, my missus has gone out of town. What are we doing today, babe? I'm saying, yo, fuck off, bro. Put the fries in the bag, bro.
No way.
Boom, hang up. I swear to God, bro. And even some of them even turn up and they'll find out where man's at. Yeah. And I don't chill with them, bro.
Yeah,
actively go the other side of the place.
Well, yeah, but okay, cool. What about if they're just there and vibing? Hear me out. Vibing, they're not doing nothing, they're not hurting anyone.
Half
like
the time, they're not doing nothing, bro. Exactly. I'll be honest with you, half the time, they're just catching a vibe, bro. So but this is what happens, bro. Like, some of them will say, oh, let me just see if I've still got it.
Oh, no.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Then that's that, different.
And they'll go up to the point where they're not going to do nothing.
Yeah.
But they'll just go to the point where they're trying to secure a bird, innit?
Yeah.
So there's some of the men that do that as well, bro. Yeah, so I've seen men do that are married. So it's dark, all in all, it's dark.
Mm.
We'll say to that brother, he wanted to tell the missus, I'd say hell no.
I'll just cut them off. I'll just cut both of them off. It's hard. Can I be real?
I'll cut
them
off.
The real reason why I say cut them off is because I'm not glad to. I can't sit there at dinner at your house. They say you invite me to your house and you've been doing the doggy stuff, yeah? And I'm sat there in front of the missus and I've been telling you.
It's on your face. It's going to get slapped in your face. So you was there. Your friend was looking at me knowing that.
He was in my house eating our food. Whilst you literally, he knew the night before you guys were out doing the madness.
Well,
like,
drop out your bedroom, yeah?
Yeah, drop out
and
both of them.
Don't speak to nobody. Because at the end of the day, Allah says, look, if you hide his sins for him, Allah will hide your sins
that
for
part.
You.
That part.
Facts.
You know what I'm trying to say? So at the end of the day, if he's not going to, look, you got a choice. He's your bedroom. You can sit him and say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Whatever's happened has happened. Tawbah.
Yeah, of course.
Take your tawbah. Ask for Allah to forgive you. Don't tell no one about your sins.
Facts.
And keep it stepping.
And keep it stepping. 100%. Yeah, keep
does
it
that
stepping.
Make sense?
Yeah, 100%.
I'll cut both of them off. There's no need for you to have a relationship with her anyway.
And you as well, inshallah, seek guidance. Call Frank.
Yeah, banger. Do you guys believe in like having being like not be, like be for example like let's say Hamza's married?
Yeah.
Would you like?
I never.
No. Let's just say Hamza's married.
Yeah.
I'm not married.
Let's just say hypothetically.
Don't chat.
He said, stop cutting my market.
Fuck it, I'm not married.
Listen,
I need a role.
Hypothetically, me.
Hypothetically, bro. In somewhere in a hypothetical.
You lot
world,
saw in the live show they gave me a rose.
Yeah, big up the girl that gave him the rose. what I'm saying to you is,
I still want to know how much you paid for that.
Just I'm saying, hundo. But if, let's say Hamza's wife, and obviously you met. How are you greeting Hamza's wife?
Salam alaikum from the door, bro.
Salam alaikum from the door, bad boy. There's some man like, bro, I'm
from the door, bro. Saying,
bro, I'll tell you right now. Let me ask you.
What do you mean? Say, yo, wait,
to God, bro. But obviously, these were Muslims, innit? Yeah. So I was in a spot. I see my bedroom. I was like, yo, what going on? He's like, oh, this is my missus. I'm like, I did the same respectful finger, right? How you doing, sis? And he was like, give her a hug then. I was like, what?
What? That's the answer.
He's like, give her a hug.
That's not our culture setting, bro.
I was like,
Nah,
your car is like, what do you mean? Bro, we had a big palaver over that. He's like, what do you mean you're not going to hug my wife and that?
No.
I said, yeah, you're mad, bro.
Yeah, I don't want you knowing name away.
Nah, she went Muslim. Both of them were Muslim.
There you go.
Both
of them were
Muslim. But still, like, even then, even Muslim,
that's not
Muslim.
I would have
No, but even Muslim.
Hold on,
Muslim. Muslim.
Even
not Muslim. I don't mind. For me, that's just wild, bro.
So you, like, even.
Taab, I'd never hug gal from. Even from normal.
Yeah, I'm just like, you good.
And I'll be honest with you, even if you do hug them, bro, I ain't got time for your makeup on my top.
Yeah, no, I think it's weird.
Bro.
I think it's weird. I feel like it's good to have that.
A girl had a fight with me one time like that, you know.
What?
On a mad thing.
What?
In school,
you didn't hug her?
No, I was with my mum. I was walking, and she tried to jump on me, and I said, "Oh, Hamza,
yeah.
Stop."
Yeah.
She's like, "What do you mean, bro? Like, Hamza, come on, it's me." She thought I'm trying to say, "No, I'm with my mum. Like, I can't hug. I'm not allowed to touch females."
I'm not allowed to touch females.
So we're talking about you always hug me.
You always hug me.
You always hug me.
Snitch corner. He's saying the time for that.
Your mum's looking like you're like, you're bugging.
Did your mum's ever clock that you guys were like jealous? When was the moment? When was the moment that she clocked?
My mum clocked.
When was the moment? I don't know. When was the moment?
My one is dark.
Gone.
My one's dark.
Gone.
I had a girl.
Okay.
Just come to school, Somali thing.
Yeah.
Mom giving her no attention.
Yeah.
From the bottom.
Yeah.
No attention.
Okay.
I went feel, because you know what it is, like I said from before, I went really on Somali thing.
You was
like
a winter soldier.
Because it was just like, you know, it was
snowing.
That's our sisters.
Like, yes.
Yeah.
So that's what so I was like, frightened.
Like, no.
But this girl wasn't having it. You know when someone's like, you know what, no way, I need this guy.
She was a stage one clinger, that's what they call it. You know, like a cigarette packet, when you open it, and you go like that, and the plastic's on you, and you're like,
the worst thing is, all the other Somalians were chatting to her, and they were all giving up.
Yeah.
She was a player herself. And I'm thinking, bro, you think I'm dumb, knowing that everyone else is chatting to you, think I'm not even going to take you to this? She's not having it, though.
Okay.
But me, I'm a flirt.
Come on.
I'm never going to let you...
You're leading her on.
Yeah. No, when I say a flirt, like, I will never say go away. Like, I don't want you. Go away.
I'll still flirt.
But not
leading her on.
That flirtation to me is not leading her on. That flirtation to me.
She's a player too.
Respect.
She's a player too.
She is.
Oh, you know what she's done now? These times I'll never forget. It was like nine, year eight.
Yeah.
These times we're in school, so you got to understand. Once you're in school, you have to pick up the younger sisters from primary school.
100%.
You remember that? You remember that lifestyle?
Yeah.
I don't know about you, though, but me, I was in secondary school. Well, there, I go pick up Yusra from school.
Yeah.
So I had to go pick up my younger sister. Even my younger sister's proof.
Yeah.
So I'm with my younger sister. This girl is not leaving me.
Okay.
She said, I'm rolling to wherever you're going today until you do X, Y, Z.
Pow. What was X, Y, Z?
X, Y, Z was a kiss on the cheek. So there's no way I'm doing that.
I'm saying,
cool. I picked up my sister. She's with my sister now. I'm telling my sister, oh, this is just a school friend. Don't worry about it. But I'm telling my sister, walk forward.
Yeah.
You get me? I'm walking back. We've caught the bus. She's coming the bus. I said, oh, God. She's not giving up.
She's following you.
Following me, bro.
Stage one clinger, jumped boys. On the stage school. One clinger.
Jumped sounds outside like my two, yard.
She's following
stage one, bro.
If I'm dying, it's Allah, mad. Kill me, bro. I swear to you, jumped outside my yard now. Got to the stop. We have to go around to my yard. Yeah, boom. She's not having it. She's called my younger sister, giving her 50p. Yeah.
She's trying to buy her love.
Yeah. No.
Half of the tag. My sister, what? Ding. Gone.
She said, that's a couple of space raiders.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm doing. I'm fighting the girl.
Yeah.
Saying, bruv, you're not coming to my house.
Yeah,
like what are you on?
Yeah, you mad.
Like, all the bilam in the shaitan in the gym. Like, do I have to kiss you to let you go?
You did it.
Had no choice. I give a kiss on the cheek.
And she busts out.
Ran to my yard.
Okay.
Then I went to school, started baiting out. Like, yo, this is what this girl did to
you. No way.
But, like, people didn't believe me, but I'm saying, brother, my sister's my proof.
Wait, but that's but that's not my answer. When did your mum find out you was a gallus?
That one was that my mum found out because
who
my
told
mom,
her?
My little sister.
Oh,
my little sister, like Hamza outside with a girl, she gave me 50p.
That's dark. What about you?
I got caught with a rubber, bro. I swear to God, and I had to open open it and blow it up like this and say it's a balloon.
You're lying.
Wallah, she did not buy that, bro.
And he still did it.
No, but yeah. I said it's a balloon. My friend gave me a balloon.
Oh my!
I can't believe it.
Where's she found it in your pocket?
Yeah, in my pocket, bro. Like while she was cleaning, like obviously like laundry and that, innit?
That's too funny.
Yeah, found a rubber and that.
Okay, can I ask you how old was
he? 14.
You had rubbers at 14.
Yeah, 14, man. Bro, I was active from early.
Is it?
So, yeah, so anyway, I had to blow it, bro. I was like, nah, it's a balloon.
I got a label.
Well, bear grease around my mouth went out, bro. It's a balloon. She didn't buy that shit, bro.
That is so
funny. Yeah, that's it. All I just got you, wasach. That's all I heard.
Yeah.
On that note, shit, guys. Sure
we didn't get around to reading the other dilemmas. I
apologize.
This one's a long one, though.
No, God, do one more for the people.
Alright, one for the people. Then you're lucky because most of them.
Well, right, you're lucky, most of them. Well, I'm ready to go.
Alright, I'm a Somali woman, and I really need I need some advice. I'm in love with a Nigerian man who treats me with so much respect and care. I can truly see the bright future with him. The problem is my family; they're Somali and completely against it. The idea of marrying outside the culture is something that scares them. The worry about what people they would worry about what people would say, and they have enemies who are always watching.
Enemies.
So I understand their fear, but I also love him deeply, and I don't want to lose him. I feel torn between my heart and my parents' expectations. I don't want to disappoint or embarrass my family, but I also don't want to give up on somebody who could make me truly happy. How can I go about this in a respectful way? How do I balance my love for him and my love for my family? So, yeah.
She didn't say the first most important thing, though. Like, and you know how that goes, like, in our culture. It's like, what did you write?
Impossible, scammer.
419, right? 419 at the end.
Scammer.
419.
419.
All jokes aside, come on, man. All right, we got what?
No, all jokes aside. She didn't say the most important thing to her family. Yeah. Like, you know, she didn't say, oh, he's a Muslim first and foremost. Yeah. Like, and then on top of that,
419. Yeah, 419.
Check your emails.
Yeah.
Don't answer.
What do you think?
Me personally, I'll be honest with you. If he's Muslim, I have no issue with it, bro. Yeah. I've always said this. If
she
he's Muslim,
that part, though. She would have led with that.
Yeah, she should have led with that. Because she didn't say that.
She would have led with it.
Because she didn't say that. But
I think nowadays that's what makes people me believe think it's okay.
I
think that's the most shocking thing that's been hitting me the most is what? Muslim girls marrying non-Muslims.
Have you been hearing that?
What do you mean? You got Idris Elba's missus, isn't it? She's married to Idris Elba. Idris Elba's not Muslim.
Is she Muslim though? I don't know.
She's Muslim.
That's a bit weird one, isn't it?
Yeah.
We're going to talk about it next episode. Being Somali, does that mean you're Muslim?
We all assume. That's what I'm saying. We all assume,
I'm not going to lie. I ended up on a dark live recently where it was like Christian Somalis and that. It was kind of hilarious. There's bare of them.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I've always believed there to be only Muslims.
Yeah. But for me, if you're a Somali and you say you're Christian, you're automatically Ethiopian to me, bro. Do you see what I'm saying? You automatically enter the Ethiopian camp. We have kicked you out, bro. You are in exile. You have to go to the neighbors. But I don't know. Either way, sis, I have to take it as he's not Muslim because she would have led if he was Muslim. I say cut it out, man. Like, your parents' happiness is important.
The most important thing.
Yeah, and their blessing is most important. I guarantee you will never get nowhere in life without your parents' blessing.
Big facts.
And there's plenty of more guys in the sea, bro. Do you know what I mean? So... yeah.
Well, just take time.
Take time.
Take time. Take time. See how it goes. Speak to your mom. Try win them over.
Yeah.
And see how.
And there you go. And on that bombshell, we are ending the episode. Shout out to all the man them in the building, and shout out to Whistle Cola, our official sponsors, an alternative cola. They will stock it. Click the link in the description below. Shout out to you in the restaurant as well for being our lovely sponsors. And yeah, they're powering us through these episodes. So yeah, there you go. Love the love. Is there anything else you want to sign out with?
Nah. Follow. Subscribe.
Wrote to 10K.
Like, and comment. You know, comment as well on our things. Like, make us understand what we're doing good, what we're not.
Yeah, we need to know. Like,
at the end of the
day, be our blind spot, innit?
We're a team.
Yeah, we are. We are a team. I don't like saying fans. I like saying supporters.
Yeah, man.
Because I think fans is a bit.
Yeah, I agree.
So supporters.
Your TikTok guys are our fans.
Yeah, TikTok.
Peace out. Peace out.